Welcome to another week with Sarah and Dave.
And Sarah's laughing to start off again. That's good.
Hi, Sarah. And there was Dave. And we are so excited that, well, at least 10 of you guys have listened. And that's not our normal volume, but we know most of you guys are not doing your normal commute where you listen to us.
Yeah. We also know you're not busy, so, you know. I know one person who listened.
It was me.
Did you?
No, I don't like listening to myself back.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like I'm plugging my nose when I listen to myself. I know one person who listened.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. They always make sure to comment to let me know, and I appreciate it.
I don't expect comments. I just enjoy doing this with you. So even if we only keep 10 listeners, I'm okay. Because now we have it archived forever. For ever and ever. For our boys to come back and look and be like, oh yeah, Mom and Dad had this.
The rights to this are going to be very valuable someday.
You think?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. So, funny enough, even being quarantined, plenty has happened over the course of the past week.
Number one thing. Go. No. Oh, no. I asked. You answer first.
I don't know. There's. I love a lot of good things. I really do.
Okay.
What is your number one
thing? Nope.
Because I am not a lady who likes favorites. Like, do you ever hear me talking about my favorite
food? Best memory of the week.
I don't know. There's a lot. I don't like doing that. Like, when people ask me what my favorite product is, I can't name just one. Or what my favorite food is, I can't name just one. I don't have a favorite book. I don't have a favorite movie. I like a lot of them.
Yeah. You have a favorite husband.
Well, I only have one of those, so.
So I'm your favorite.
Yeah, I have two favorite children.
Yes.
I have a favorite first and a favorite second. So, yes. Just two. I can't say my favorite boy because, you know. I have two boys who are very handsome, who are both significantly taller than me. One a little more significantly than the other. So much fun. So tell me what your favorite was, and I'll rattle off my several highlights.
Oh, the burgers that you picked up for us. Mm. Not that the dinners weren't good and all that stuff, but oh man,
their garlic aioli is really good.
Yeah, that was just a big change from the norm.
Yeah, you know? Dropped off the bike to get fixed. And
some prescriptions.
Yeah, some of them. And then went to BurgerFi. And if you haven't been there, you guys check it out. Oh, pretty good stuff.
So good.
Pretty good. I do think that was a great thing. I really enjoyed my leadership conference thing that I had for Monday and Tuesday. And it was great that I got to stay home with you guys and you guys could come in and listen to snippets with me and bother me as needed. And it was great.
Yeah.
I know. Then, let's see. No, excuse me. The bike ride last weekend was amazing. We already talked about that. The Easter that we had today was fabulous.
Yes.
Between the food, I actually ended up having to do dishes like three different times. I even did laundry. We did another project in the garage. Dave hung up the bikes and has a nice little bike rack and put some of our tongue and groove behind it so it doesn't mess up the wall. And we got our helmets all hanging and saving us some space there. And we've used most of the tongue and groove now. So now that shelf is cleared for us to be able to put other things on. Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that we're going to just get things to put things on, but now it clears up where we don't have to move as many things to get to other things.
Right.
So. Right.
Yeah, it's like we got this massive garage, but it's easy to just kind of not keep it really, really organized, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you get all the space, sometimes you'll just throw something somewhere and say, I'll take care of it later because, you know, you don't have or you feel like you don't have the extra 30 seconds to put it away properly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do understand that. But that was a really nice project we got done. So then we got to clean up the garage a little bit extra and get that taken care of.
Yeah, it was good. Like, David did a good job helping. Isaac did a good job helping as well.
Yes, and David surprised Dave that he actually did, in fact, know how to use a saw, because they learned how to do it in STEM in middle school in Nebraska. So, yeah. Good on you, STEM, for teaching them those type of skills.
Yeah.
So, and David will someday be able to do that on his own.
Yeah, he managed to actually drop the level from about 6 feet onto my thumb. You can tell it's healing.
Now. I don't even want to hear it. I was bleeding my own blood.
What, when you dropped a jar of olives yesterday?
Yeah, that was a whole mess.
Yeah.
Dropping like glass when it has liquid, that is the worst, because you're trying to sop it up and like get it up and then...
Yeah, that's why I just don't do that. You know?
I mean, you're not in the kitchen the volume I am.
I spend some time in the kitchen, like, talking to you and stuff. It's snacking.
True. We made a cookie house today. Yeah. And it collapsed because I didn't cook the cookie long enough.
Yeah, the boys did a good job.
Yeah, they did.
You know what we haven't made in a while, and it really hasn't been that long? Beef jerky. Gotta make some more beef jerky.
It's only been a couple of weeks. You guys like freaking like go through it like it's like water.
It is so good. Oh,
so yeah. I might make a batch this week. We'll see how the week shapes up. You know, we don't have that many actual commitments. I do actually have a texting party on Friday night though, which I need to sit down and get the invites out for.
Tomorrow for lunch, the boys and I are doing Panda Express.
Yes, and I'll be picking it up since Dave's working.
Yeah. Well, no, I do have a bunch of meetings.
Yeah.
I don't really work. I just go from meeting to meeting and then exchange emails. I think that's really what it is. Yeah.
That's kind of the way. Yeah. Heaven forbid you actually are able to be proactive.
Yeah. Talk people off the ledge when they get upset.
It's stormy today in Alabama. In Louisiana, one of my friends posted, they were in their closet for part of Easter because they had a actual tornado warning and got to shelter. So that was, I'm sure, exciting for them. Welcome to Alabama. Weird weather. All sorts. There was an earthquake in Utah the other week. Pandemic. I mean,
yeah.
All sorts of exciting stuff. Church was great today.
Yes.
Really enjoyed.
I was concerned that we might lose power from the wind and all that. So since I was going to be on the treadmill for so long, I made sure to do it early-ish. I did the Ironman virtual race series over the weekend. So it was a 3K run, then a 40K bike, then a 10K run. Mm-hmm. I could tell you that the bike ride was monumentally more enjoyable than the run part.
Well, you're also out of practice with running. We're going to call it practice.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of a rough 10K today.
Yeah, but you know what? You did it.
Yeah.
Even if it was rough and slow and it was hard.
Yes.
You got to get used to it again. So, I understand. But it's not ideal. And running's like so hard anyways. In general, like when it gets a little harder, it's like, oh, you're miserable.
Yeah. I think next summer we might, like before David comes in the Air Force, we might end up going to Ohio just to do the half there.
Maybe we'll just be there. I don't know. God knows.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see. We'll just have to see. Who knows? In the meantime, the house is looking great. I've got a project or two ideas in my head.
It's weird because we don't really say this day we're going to do this project. We just, okay, we got a little bit of time and we just go. And the kids have learned, like, they're smart about it. When they see that we've started a project, it's like, hey, let's go out to the trampoline. More power to them.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, I mean, not that, thankfully, we've actually really been very intentional about not adding too many things to our schedule overall. I mean, we have, like, busy periods, but overall, we are not jam-packed all the time. But this is even more, it's offered more flexibility. So we're not working all the time. We're getting to enjoy each other, get to do some downtime, do things that we want. It's great.
Yes.
So I do really like that fact. So, and the weather hasn't been too bad. Of course, you know, it's windy and rainy, but it was like 80 degrees today. I went outside earlier today and it was so muggy. Like, that's the thing I hate about here. Like, we're about to hit that point mid-April to about first part of May, usually. Starts getting hot, and then it's hot and humid pretty much until October, November-ish.
Pretty much, yeah.
I know. So, not ideal. But you've really been nailing it with your bike rides. You've got all your nice, like, little fun tools and accessories. I don't know what you want to call them.
Yeah, I got the power pedals this week, and then the little radar thing that tells me when a car is coming.
And it also flashes, like, an actual headlight.
Yeah, being able to take the bicycle out with David or you or whatever is pretty much amazing.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we can have trails again to where it's a little bit easier. We don't have rough road where our son pops a tire and has to walk like over 2 miles back to the car.
It was on the other side of the flight line to where, like, mine popped last year.
Oh, yeah.
Early last year.
That was why that one ride was not that long, is because that did... Well, and I'm sure, and it sounded like he was just about halfway around.
No, he was, like, right at the guard shack area. And then I had, like, 7 miles left, and I went past him, and he's like, oh, keep going. And he was all excited, because he had his headphones, and was just walking his bike back. And then he said there were, like, 6 people that
he said quite a few. Asked. He said it popped after the fam camp area, like on that straightaway.
It was before there. It was between the guard shack and there, because I was passing him a lap before when it happened.
No, because you were going the opposite way.
Because I saw when he was swerving all over, because he was on a triathlon bike where all of his weight was on the front, and it's a good thing he was able to save it.
Good thing he's nimble.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, he's cracking me up. Oh, and then I don't know what made him decide to put it on, but he put on his cross-country jersey and was very excited that now it's tight versus swimming in it.
Yeah, he's gained a little bit of mass, if you will.
But funny thing is, he still hasn't gained weight.
No. Which is weird. I mean, it's like he had enough ham for like a family of 4 on his plate.
Well, he did not eat all of it at once. Of course, then he ate the pie, which was cute.
They've been it's been such a treat being home with them. Mm-hmm.
Been getting along really well.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of them for that. I finished another book, so I've now finished 3 books and I'm on my 4th.
Well, yeah, I'm ready a week from Friday for my agile certified practitioner examination. So I was reading about that today, and if somebody opens the door or they hear somebody, like, in the house or whatever, the test is no good. And I have to, like, pay, like, a couple $100 to redo it. So, like, you guys seriously cannot be...
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, because your testing centers aren't even that quiet. But they have somebody looking over your shoulder,
though. No, they don't
though.
Want anybody, like, yelling out... You know,
because they could be random. I mean, if they're not standing right there, if I can't see it, I'm not going to know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what's interesting. I don't know. It's just, they're, you know, CYA, if you will.
Right.
But, I mean, We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, when I scheduled it like a month ago, we didn't really think that this would be the case. But
yeah, you'll just have to take your test fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure everybody will listen to me and it'll go flawlessly. So what else, Sarah? Like you got, you know, other than you giving me the finger.
Oh, I'm not giving you the finger yet. You're lucky I didn't just punch you in the face. Okay, that was not...
That's good. This is what we need. We need some kind of drama and controversy as part of this. Go on.
Yeah,
you share your feelings.
I don't think you want me to. Like...
Uh-oh.
It's true, somebody will make it difficult.
I didn't say you. Maybe I was referring to one of the dogs.
No, because I'm going to have to take those stupid dogs with me for 2 hours because, my God, next thing you know is FedEx comes up and freaking they go hawk wild with their barking. And then they're like, you failed the test. And then you get all mad at me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so no backhanded comments like that.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be like me coming up and ringing the doorbell like 30 times while you're taking the test.
That's good. You know how much money it costs to take that.
Yep. I do. So, anyways, this week. What do we got this week? Not much exciting.
Panda Express.
Panda Express. Lunch. David has a chiropractor appointment.
Yeah. I have way too many meetings at work.
It's true. And then I've got some shows starting, which I got to get some stuff done for that. Like, last week was kind of going to be a little bit more of my down week, but I had that conference that I ended up doing. So now I've been trying to change some, and I've been working on changing some stuff in my groups. So that's taken me a little bit more time.
Yeah, I pretty much came in and helped you with a lot of your Pampered Chef stuff.
I know. I really like our conversations we've been having with it, and we've been walking through stuff. So that's been great. So we're doing... So I had that, but now I have quite a few shows starting this week that I'll have to take care of.
Good. Very good husband.
You are a good husband.
I tell even myself though sometimes that all you're the time.
A little difficult.
Just a
not lot. Like I'm, you know.
Oh, I got a new office chair.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's too high for me. I mean, I can put it down, of course.
Yeah, there's a lever.
Yeah, but it's too high for me the way he has sitting.
It's real leather. Really nice.
Yeah.
It's nice since I'm forced to use, like, a wine cabinet for my desk.
You're not forced. You're not forced. You, first off, when we changed that around, number one, we didn't know it was going to be this long that you were home. Number two, you were never in your office using the desk. And then you decided that you were going to stop sitting on the couch and in the bedroom. And yeah.
Yeah, that's when we had to switch to sustainment mode where I couldn't have like 4 bicycles in my office.
Well, now they're hanging up beautifully, and so now it's not the bike room. There is a bike in there.
Yeah.
But
I had to go outside and look at my road bike today just to see how my bike was doing.
But I am the one that permanently uses my office. So, yes. I mean, we have that long table, and I do have another table that we could put up for you if we really wanted.
I went to use the trash can in there today after my run, and I hit my head on the ceiling. Afterwards.
Yeah, you got to watch the lean right there.
Yes, you do. Especially at my height.
Why are you leaning that far? You just toss from like a couple feet away.
Yeah, well, I noticed some things laying on the floor around the trash can, so I purposely didn't toss.
Maybe you should just close your eyes and not pay attention because I pick things up there.
Yes, and Zeke gets in there too.
And again, we talked about our difference in organization for certain things. Like how my drawer is very orderly and put together, and yours is all in most appearances all willy-nilly.
What, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you know, our desktops on our computers.
No, it's just that I'm used to having, like, two or three monitors. So then all of a sudden I bring it down to, like, a Surface Pro.
Okay, so your internet browser is all on one.
No, so now I don't do that much because I don't have three monitors.
Yeah, you your browser, though, is all on one screen. And then your desktop's on another.
Yeah, but my monitor at work is huge.
That's still a lot of tabs where you can't even see a lot of times the writing of what it is. Yeah. And trust me, I've seen your all-in-one. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of tabs. Yeah. And you keep a lot of apps open. But then you're so orderly with so many other things. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
I just let it go. Yeah. Except I really like talking about it.
Does it really affect you that much? Like how many tabs I have open in a browser?
Sometimes if I'm trying to find something, like if I get on your computer or get on there, I'm like, it's like,
it's crazy. Like, I mean, hitting the plus button and open another one is a lot.
Well, if I'm trying to find one of your things, you're like, there's been times where you said, go in my hand, go in and go get this or look this up for me. And I'm like sitting here, there's like a bazillion million tabs. Yeah. And you can't. Okay, not a bazillion million, but you know.
Yeah. Like 12.
No, it's way more than 12. Well, because, no, I mean, you can't see the writing with that. I mean, trust me, I constantly keep 1, 2, 3. I keep like 8 open, anywhere between 3 and 8.
Really? Which 3 to 8 do you keep open?
Gmail.
Yes.
Facebook. Yeah. Pamper Chef. SyncShare. Two of my Google Docs. Actually, right now I have 2 Google Docs, 2 of my Google Forms, like their survey sheets. And then I have Canva open.
Really?
Yes. And is it sad that I can tell you? And usually I don't keep all of those open, but right now I've just had multiple things going on where I have kept them open. So
that's the next certification I'm going to do, is the Google Certified Educator and Google Certified Trainer. I'm going to do next month after this ACP test.
I thought we were going to read some books together.
We are. Those ones are pretty easy, I think.
Oh, okay. That's kind of funny.
Like, what books are we going to read together?
I thought we were going to read those ones that you thought looked good.
Oh, I thought, like, for you, I didn't know I was going to have to. I will, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to read those 2 books that I have the boys reading eventually.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of pleasure reading. I do a lot of study to pass a certification.
Well, these are professional development ones that you could consider, too. Really? No, so you can.
Professional development.
Yeah, the ones about, it's a leadership. I mean, I know you're pretty much an expert in leadership, but it's really good.
No, I think I'm about professionaled out, because after, I mean, there's not much to go from here. Like, we're good.
Well, it's good information, though. Yeah. I really thought it was good. Yeah. And you know, I get tired of telling somebody about how good something is, and I want to share it with them, and nobody else is interested.
So what is this you're interested in that I'm going to be interested in? Oh, the ones that I was interested in for you.
Yes, I told you that we would read them together. But the ones that I've, Capital Gains and then the Next Generation Leader, I wanted you to read also. The boys are reading them right now.
You know, it's funny. Somehow, I haven't put those two together. And as recently as yesterday, I was looking. I have like 3 triathlon books I planned on reading.
I know. Soon. You mean that you've had since Christmas, but you really wanted to do this certification because you just can't help yourself?
Yes.
I mean, for the love of Pete.
Professional development, sir.
For the love of Pete, you tried to sign up for. You gave it thought to do a full Ironman this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have to wait a little bit for me to do it.
I just can't even with you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are we still even recording?
It should. Yes, oh, yeah, it's right up there. The thing. You gotta put my password. Jesus.
Okay.
Because you won't put your stupid face ID on.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could waft around the smell of your fart, because you fart every time that we do our podcast.
Again, this is, we need, our viewers need this. Our listeners. If they were viewing it, it'd be even better with how many eye rolls I've gotten today. Oh, you, speaking of eye rolls, you ordered some of our family photos from last fall. This week.
Still way faster than the last ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to hear it. Don't even. Give me a hard time. And I sold things this week, too. Got some stuff out of the garage that we weren't going to use.
That's good.
I got a couple more things on my radar to get rid of.
I know. This last week, we were supposed to be in New Orleans for the Registrar's Conference.
I'm glad we aren't there. Place is a hotbed for disease right now.
But instead, Wednesday, I got to do my orientation for teaching Registrar 101 online.
It's true.
And I'm going to develop curriculum for them.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about registraring. Don't give me that look. It's my thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
You mean it pays the bills?
Yeah, oh, it does. It pays for the bicycles and the children.
Oh, I got to write that check this week.
For the sports that really didn't happen for the kids.
Yeah, but...
That's lovely.
Well, I don't think I'll have to do uniforms again. Of course, you know, like you said, we'll get a shoe-in to move this year.
Yeah, now that we're refinancing the house, doing all these projects, paid for all the school stuff, I'll get a job in Dayton.
Yeah. Hey, so I'm thinking about painting the walls in the bathroom.
What bathroom?
That one.
Why?
Because I feel like that color doesn't match the cabinets right.
That's one of my favorite colors in the house.
I like the wall color, and I like the cabinet color, but I don't think I like them together. I feel like they clash. And it would be easier to paint the walls than the cabinets.
Okay. That's going to be a hard sell. How many gallons of paint are we talking?
Well, there's not a lot.
Probably one.
Might only be one. Because is it gray or green in our closet?
Oh, you're not doing the closet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not touching the closet.
Yeah.
But... Because I'm not taking all of our clothes out. And then, no, I really, and that was my thing. I love that green. And I love the cabinet color. But I felt like it would be easier to paint the wall than the cabinet.
No, because that green with the subway tile we have or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about a gray.
There's too much gray in the house already.
Well, we can also do, there's like a beige, but...
No, not paint.
I didn't really want to.
When did this happen?
I've been staring at it for a while, and I just look at it together, and I feel like it's just too many.
No.
Too much.
No,
going.
It's good.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's good.
I mean, I like each thing separately, but all together, I'm not sure. I feel like there's too much going on. I know. I'm weird.
We'll see. I can think of a couple other projects beforehand.
Like what? The yard.
Yeah, the yard.
The faucet.
Like your office area, maybe that closet.
What about the office area and that closet? There's some old Pampered Chef that I'm saving for the boys when they move out. And then there's all of our old t-shirts and uniforms.
Oh, yeah. We get.
And that closet's not that big. So there really actually isn't that much in there. And then there's some wiring and stuff that we've gone through recently.
Yeah.
So it really, actually, that closet isn't that big of a deal. And I've thought about going through it before, but I'm like, well, the only thing I would do is probably put them in a bin and go put it out in the garage.
Yes, dear.
So, I know. But, so many things.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I know. But you know what? Overall, it's good. Overall, it's good. Oh, I'm very excited that you guys got to have some really yummy cinnamon rolls, too.
They were good. That was really nice. Mm-hmm. For a neighbor.
Yeah.
I really appreciated it.
Yeah. Well, it was real gluten.
Yeah. It's good to get some gluten in there.
Yeah, I got some pretzel mix I keep meaning to do. Maybe I'll do that with the boys this week.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Make some soft pretzels for you guys. I got that pretzel kit that I just haven't used yet.
Make them tonight?
No. Oh. Why would you even suggest that? Like, I've been, like, in the kitchen half the day.
Well, I don't know.
No, it's not quite that simple and painless. So, ooh, goodness gracious. All right, folks. I know nothing's overly exciting, but yet so exciting.
Yeah, you can hear the wind.
You know what I was so excited about? I got to do a group messenger video call with my family.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's good. Your mom showed her butt for some reason.
But yes, because we were talking about it. You must have missed that part of the conversation.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
I didn't want to hear it because it wasn't even a butt. And they've seen your butt way more than they would. Or our children's butts.
When I was a teenager.
Yeah, and they've seen our
children's. Not almost 60.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even want to hear it. Like, you've showed them pictures of your wound, too.
That's medical. I'm a doctor. What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I've wondered that about you a lot.
How many times do I have to remind you this?
You're not a real doctor.
I'm a doctor.
You're not a real doctor. That was so funny. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, folks. Let's wrap it up. Have an amazing week. Don't Bert stare me. Do you have anything else to add?
Not on here, but when we're done, we'll chat a little bit.
No, we won't. It's time to watch TV for the night. I've had enough of you people.
Yeah, just kind of zone out and have the TV in the background and sit on our phones until it's
Well,
springtime.
I actually watch the TV. I don't just have the TV on in the background.
Well, we got this Samsung thing that, you know, you turn it on and then all of a sudden it's like this cooking show.
It's Kitchen Nightmares.
And it's amazing. Like, you turn it on and you walk away and you're sucked in within about 2 minutes and you got to watch it.
I know.
It's good. A lot of controversy. It's good.
Yeah. For sure. All right, everyone. Have an amazing week and happy Easter. Bye, guys.